Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of reefer I smell on your boy.
What that mean?
Please, give me my weed, all right?
We talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nominations came out.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yes.
I forgot to look at them. Radiohead, though, I heard, was on the list.
Yeah.
And rock and roll, I mean, sure. Obviously, that title is meaningless now. LL Cool J is amongst the nominees.
I heard he's hard as hell.
That's what I've heard.
First on the list.
Wait, are they in some sort of order?
I mean, I think this guy's probably a shoo-in.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah, Jersey's own.
John Bon
Jovi.
The wife, not a Springsteen fan.
I don't know.
She's a Bon Jovi fan. She's 40. She grew up in New Jersey.
Sorry.
Makes sense.
She was driving a Trans Am. And she was listening to this.
Yes. But, I mean, do I think he's going to get in? Yes. Do I think he should get in? No.
Well, first of all, I think part of the reason that they put a, what is it, 25-year or is it 20-year?
It's 25 years since the release of your first.
25 years since the release is to find out if this shit's going to really last and endure across a couple decades and still have meaning as art and be important work that is worth preserving. And Bon Jovi's not it. Bon Jovi is nostalgia. Right? I'm more for, if you want to expand the idea of what you consider rock and roll and what you want to celebrate in music, that's great. Because it's a lot of the artists that they've introduced that aren't traditionally rock and roll, it's not that I'm disagreeing on the fact that I think that they're bad artists, you know, and we don't have a nationwide acclaimed hip-hop Hall of Fame the same way that has the same attention. So, you know, some of these artists should be rewarded for their contributions to pop music. I'm more for that than I am just giving out prizes because people still know your songs and go see you play those same shitty songs at stadiums.
Right.
And, I mean, like, Kate Bush is somebody who's made an impression on music. And Bon Jovi is somebody who's released earworms into the population, like in that second Star Trek movie, and everybody was like, "Oh, weren't the '80s cool? '80s are so cool, man. Everything was better back then." Remember Bon Jovi? It's member berry shit. Mm-hmm. Like, suck a dick, remember? Bon Jovi. You don't belong in any Hall of Fame for anything.
Remember John Bon Jovi?
Fact is, you're actually a better actor than you are a musician.
There you go. I'll give it.
Yeah, Kate Bush, the next nominee. I'm surprised these guys aren't even in yet. You're not in yet? This was my surprise.
That's what she said.
And, hey-o!
Zing. Bitch, I can hit both walls if I want.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen Vice Principals yet this season?
How is this band not in yet?
Good songwriters, great rock and roll band.
And classic, earworms.
Classic songs. They're earworms, though, because they're well-constructed. You know, they're good melodies. Everybody was kind of out of their minds in the 80s when it came to most popular music, and they just remember that shit because it got played over and over again. I think there was a lot much better choice of music, and you actually in the '70s and early '80s, that you actually could make decisions of like, you know, this band is, I don't know, it became about who had the biggest hair, the most neon colored guitar, and number of scarves.
Ha, yeah, ass rock. Come on, internet. Fine, give me this one then.
Yeah, Depeche Mode. Sure.
I don't think they should be in.
I'm not bad with this. I'm not mad at this.
You know, you're not mad?
I'm not mad at this, man. I know. I understand. It's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But they only had one album.
Well, to be...
Violator. Well, I should say one album that one everybody album. Knows.
That's not true. They have many songs that off of other albums. Like, even their comeback has... Yeah, it drops like two
songs that were good, but I mean, it's a whole the album.
It reminded me of Super Troopers counting the meows, and he's like,
I was waiting for you to get another one. I was like, come on.
So, I don't know. I think when you look at bands like Depeche Mode, you have to weigh it against who have you let in already, okay? I have to know if you've let the Smiths and the Cure in first, and if you haven't, then why are we talking about Depeche Mode? But I don't keep track of it enough to go like, oh yeah, I love the Smiths because, you know, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, or maybe because they're not. I have no fucking clue.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Another band. This is on my they're not in already list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck?
About time.
Yeah.
I almost brought
for all you kids that listen to us.
I almost brought this song up last week.
That means under 30 people.
Because I heard it on the radio on the way straight. Over last week when I was coming over to the studio. This came out. This song came on the radio, and I was like, "God damn it! This is a fucking great song."
I rock this every time it comes on.
Yes, I do as well.
Talk about one of the most underappreciated guitarists. Mark Knopfler is well known amongst musicians to be an amazing guitarist.
He is.
And
he uses all of his fingers. All of them. Every single one of them.
Yeah, the guy's. Yeah, he doesn't play with a pick, right? He just kind of does this finger picking country style. And, I mean, it doesn't sound like he's chicken picking type of stuff. You know, he's just making cool guitar riffs.
Yeah.
But it does make it makes sense the way he does the attack a lot, where he can hit notes simultaneously instead of kind of going through a fast like strum or almost arpeggio. And you know, well, just real quick about Martin Outfit though, it also kind of defined a tone for that
yes.
decade. The tone of the Stratocaster guitar played super clean and really well.
Set in between the pickups.
Yeah. Your Rhythmics?
Again, like a album.
I mean,
that's worth having.
For me, there's a nostalgia crossing over with an appreciation for how techno music has infused itself with popular music that makes songs like the Rhythmics songs like this interesting to me. And,
I ain't mad at it.
You know, I ain't mad at it either. And sometimes if I'm in the right mood, I'll roll the windows down, crank it up. But I'm not pretending that it's because it's a genius songwriting that I still remember this song decades later. It was because I was a kid, and the 80s were kind of cool.
I don't know. My mom liked them, so...
Yeah, my mom used to listen.
Marilyn Manson owes them, you know, a little bit of a crew, you know, a little bit of royalty. Hey, thanks for part of her career.
Yeah.
that cover got him attention.
Yeah.
And I know where you're at on this band. Like, no.
Suck my dick. I don't know.
Must have gotten hung out in a lot of sports dive bars.
They're not horrible songs. And from what I hear tell, he does a good live performance. And that can go a long way in my book, but I've never experienced it. But your songs don't really age well. They don't warrant a lot of repeated listenings. Like, that was a good song, and I don't ever have to hear it again.
A lot of it's dated. Their 70s stuff's way better than their 80s stuff.
It's dated, but it's not even... I don't know. It's never... It's always come across to me... it's always come across to me as... Yeah, I guess dated is the word. It was bubblegum pop of the time and shouldn't have really survived outside of that
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
not yet.
About damn time.
I'm not a Judas Priest fan, but if you're going to call yourself the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's been this,
they were one of the bands that changed the sound of metal.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And helped shape the style.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Exactly. Yeah, they were one of the architects of metal.
They're like hair, permed and long.
And they allowed guitars, but had to go
pointy
as
fuck. Law.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law. Out of there.
Breaking the law.
Look, the leather jacket was born.
And I'd have brought this. Really? Aw, oh, come on. I'm disappointed in us as a group. This is his
Why?
Most
what did I do?
This is his. No, like us. The,
as people?
The
as
American public.
What we've doing with our.
This, is,
with
his,
our,
this is his most. This is his top song on Google Play.
It should be.
No.
Yes. I know. I know. There's really classic Def Jam shit that just is undeniable, but as a catchy pop song, like, this one's... This one's kind of good, man.
Horny.
James Todd. I'm sorry, James Todd Smith. No, no, no.
Dude.
No, he should be in, but...
That's my jam.
I track below it. All right, here's another... here's another of Not Yet.
Yeah. Right,
how are these guys not in?
Finally.
If Jay Giles gets in before the MC5, I'm going to fucking
kill myself.
Riot.
Yeah.
The one
We're
man riot.
We're going
riot.
To Cleveland. We're not that far.
Yeah. I know, right? We'll be there in 4 hours and buy tiki torches at Kmart.
30
No.
Tiki torches again?
Oh. This guy's been to jail.
Dude, it shows that's my favorite album that they're showing there. It's called, what is it, Made in America?
It's just Back in the USA.
Back in the USA, thank you. Couldn't remember the title of it.
Huh.
But this is from the live album that they put out. Which I think more people know and seem to think that this performance is like the representation of this band, but man, Back in the USA is like just a perfect album. I think it's like my Velvet Underground Loaded. Like, I think that's the perfect album from that band.
Yeah.
If you could only have one album by that band.
They're on the list.
Yeah?
They're on the list? Like, they're not in already?
Yeah, they're not in already. Okay. They're on the list of nominees.
See, again, why the fuck are we talking about Depeche Mode? Like, I ain't mad at Depeche Mode.
But the meters aren't
in. And I'm not
in.
Saying you shouldn't let them in.
Right.
I'm saying, where are your priorities?
Yeah, this should already be in.
I mean, just for their influence on... Hip hop music alone, right?
Dr. Dre alone,
inspiring numerous beats. Like, you've let in artists that were influenced by the Meters and stole their beats,
huh?
I get.
Are you kidding me?
This is another one that they're not already in pile.
Wait a minute! I guarantee you, Alan Parsons is in, but the Moody Blues. Are you fucking kidding me?
One of my favorite bands of all time.
You're just now getting around to this.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe they space some of these out because they don't want to be like, oh, we don't...
So why are we talking about Depeche Mode?
Let's not do Moody Blues and Pink Floyd at the same time, and then Moody Blues just keeps getting pushed off.
Yeah.
About damn time.
Yeah, again, like, what? They're not in?
Yeah.
This is one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
It seems to me like they should take these lists and pick out, like, two or three that are just automatics. Like, we know... These people definitely have to be in because they're just not our... Otherwise, who's going to take the rest of our list seriously? Who's going to... if Moody Blues doesn't make it in, who's going to come to celebrate LL Cool J and be like, clearly you made the right decision?
Right.
Future generations will see that you were right in celebrating the doing it and doing it and doing it well style of LL Cool J.
Yeah.
Really? Come on. Again, I'm disappointed in us as a group.
Oh, this is the top track? Still.
They sound nothing like this anymore.
Yeah. And if this is the only album they ever did, this song would have not. It would have been like Fine Young Cannibals, you know?
I know, right?
The song that you know. And maybe you bought the album, but you didn't keep it. And that's the long and short of it. It wouldn't be a classic track.
This song, I know this is a political pick, too.
This song's
but
on a level
also
of like closing
it.
Time for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, immediately after that, there's actually way better songs on this album.
Oh, for sure.
And there's certainly hints at what great songwriters they would turn out to be. But hey, it's a pretty straightforward song. It adheres to the loud, quiet aesthetic of the 90s rock.
Yes.
No.
Good old dynamics.
The self-hatred that seemed to exist, the self-loathing that swept the nation during the 90s.
Yes.
I think the only 90s band that I would that get in that I think would irritate me would be Smashing Pumpkins.
They're probably already in.
Yeah, yeah,
no, I don't know. See, I don't know. I'm debating who should and shouldn't, but I have no idea who's
Pearl
already
Jam
in.
Nirvana or the one.
These motherfuckers should get in.
Oh, for sure.
Tell me another band that sounds like Rage Against the Machine. You can't. Rage Against the Machine sounds like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. I mean, I think a lot of people want to fight their style, but they fall flat on their face when they try and do so.
Well,
so
they started the style that they're biting.
No doubt.
Style that nobody else can recreate.
Well, I mean, they popularized it like Apple will popularize the smartphone. They didn't invent this shit. But they did come at the right time.
They're damn good at it.
They did see an intersection. They're like, wait a minute, these metalheads are listening to fucking Public Enemy? Are you shitting me? There's bands out there buying Judas Priest and Public Enemy. Yeah. There's music fans out there buying both this shit. Like,
this is one band that I am so happy I got.
Yeah, I'm envious of you, sir.
I saw Audio Slaves. So I saw like 75% of them.
Well, I've never seen
either. Rage Against the Machine twice, and I've seen Audio Slave twice. I've yet to see Prophet to Rage.
Nice.
About time.
This was the top hit for
I know, which I thought it was going to be Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of this. Big fan.
Do I think that she deserves it more than most of the other bands in here? No.
No. Yeah, I would agree with that. Not yet. See, give me a couple more years.
Oh, see? Well, there's a good reason why Chaka Khan should not get in this year. I mean, not that you just have to pick a black woman to put in
this year. This is somebody's name
who
I've heard a ton, and I couldn't tell you any of her material.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You probably heard a lot of, like, it pops up in films and TV shows and shit like that.
I've heard of her.
Diamond commercials, I don't know what the fuck.
Car commercials.
Yeah. That's right. Muse did a cover.
Yeah.
Ah, all right.
You've definitely heard this song before.
Yeah.
It's kind of my jam. You know,
classic.
It's, yeah.
river running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on the tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn.
This next person, I've never heard of this next person. Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
I know the name, but
it wasn't the top hit. All right, obviously somebody older probably deserves to be in there. It had a huge influence that we probably all have no idea about.
Okay. Not exactly gospel, huh?
Sounds like it's heading towards rock music.
Yeah.
Kind of bluesy.
Yeah, you can hear the R&B in there.
Yeah.
Kind of a nice song for a TV show, huh?
Yeah.
Didn't they use that on The Leftovers?
Oh, we this is Tarantino movie?
Yeah.
And Link Wray is not.
Nope. Link Wray needs to be in there.
Sylvia Kenner. Why the fuck are we talking about Depeche Mode?
Right.
How do you even get to the point where you're looking at Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits? Like, no offense to his talents, but how much influence did he take from Link Wray?
Yeah.
In order to craft that sound and style.
I believe isn't this guy, wasn't he Jimmy Page's favorite guitar player when he was a kid?
I guess maybe that's what my major beef with this concept. Because the way that they vote people in, instead of, I think it should be more of a history, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that you can constantly spin. As time progresses, you've always got the next year's worth of history to cultivate. And maybe even do that as like a year-by-year basis. Of, you know, let's look at 25 years ago and what lasted. What songs that made it to the radio do people still think are good pieces of art now?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even dig a little bit deeper and find what were some influencers that weren't popular at the time, but ended up maybe becoming so, or just influenced a lot of other bands, even though maybe they didn't have a big career on their own. And let's really excavate this concept of rock and roll. If you're going to have a museum for it, I mean, isn't that what it's for? If you're going to say that your presentation is going to be like a museum, museum is where you go and like have shit laid out in front of you. Like, what the fuck is up with Egypt? You know, there's guys with bird heads and feathers up their asses, and what? How do they build a pyramid anyway? And you go to the fucking museum, and you find out some shit about what all this shit means.
Right.
You know, what is? I don't know if you took the collected people that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and took an average, you couldn't tell me what rock and roll meant. You wouldn't have a concise definition of what it is that you claim to represent.
I would say this even decided generation.
Yeah. Ready? This is about to be a badass.
Final answer,
solo.
Nobody gets in. Stop this whole charade.
Right. I love this.
Oh. And I fucking love the Zombies.
Yeah.
This is something.
That's a jazz organ solo in a pop song.
The Zombies are my jam. I think possibly my favorite band from this era of music. Is that a B3? Or that might have been a Vox organ.
Yeah,
didn't exactly sound B3, although you could probably tweak it to sound like that.
That's the 2018 list.
I like it.
That's who. Those are the nominees. That isn't who is actually going to go in.
I don't think there's anyone who's like, besides Bon Jovi, that no, they shouldn't be in because they're just talentless hacks. Bon Jovi was the only one.
You like LL Cool J? Mike B?
Yeah. I'm not a fan, but I thought he said... I don't think that
the ladies love Cool James. His name isn't MB Cool J.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.